Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again from me, the Reverend Alec Noble, local minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. And welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM. So how are you tonight? Fine? That's what they all say. But how are you really? Are your bunions playing up? And don't tell me, old age doesn't come itself. We're not as young as we used to be. And we've got more character lines, not wrinkles. As you can see, we're thinking about age tonight. So what do you think about age? Before you answer that, here's a few suggestions. This is a song which the ever-youthful Julie Andrews of Sound of Music fame sang to a group of pensioners. Now, I couldn't get Julie Andrews to come into the 3TFM studio tonight and sing the song live. Well, her bunions were playing up. But at no great expense, I've managed to do even better than that. I've got my ever-youthful bunion-free wife, Patricia, to sing it.
Botox and nose drops and needles for knitting, Zimmers and handrails and new dental fittings, bundles of magazines tied up in string. These are a few of my favourite things. Walking sticks and cataracts, hearing aids and glasses, Polydent and Fixodent and false teeth in glasses, pacemakers, golf carts and porches with swings. These are a few of my favourite things. When the bladder leaks, when the bones creak, when the knees go bad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Hot tea and crumpets and corn pats for bunions, no spicy hot food or food cooked with onions, bathrobes and heating pads, hot meals they bring. These are a few of my favorite things. Back pain, confused brains, and no use for sinning. Thin bones and fractures and hair that is thinning. And we won't mention our short shrunken frames when we remember our favorite things. When the joints ache, when the hips break, when the eyes grow dim, then I remember the great life I've had, and then I don't feel so bad.
Here are a few facts of life from Age Concern, which might interest you as older listeners, and as younger folk aspiring to live long. Did you know that there are over 60 million people aged over 60 in the European Union? There are more pensioners than children in Scotland. Well over 1 in 5 Scots is a pensioner, that's over 1 million people. There are far more women pensioners than men, something like 60% to 40%. And 4 out of every 10 pensioners lives alone. Half of all the over 75s have a long-standing illness or disability, or put another way, half of them do not. A quarter of all over 85s are housebound, and 1 in 8 Scottish people is a carer for someone elderly. Nearly 100,000 elderly people have professional home carers coming in. So what's your attitude to getting older? Here's one person's prayer. O God, you have let me live a long time in this world of yours. Thank you for all the lovely things in life, for my home and my family, for my friends, for the work I've been able to do. Thank you for both the joys and the sorrows of all the years of my life. I know that in both of them you've been with me. You have been helping me. And I can remember times when you gave me strength to come through things that I could never have faced by myself. And now I am old. My body is not as fit as it used to be. Everything's more of an effort. My mind is not as alert as it used to be, and sometimes I forget things. So many things have changed that I sometimes wonder if I'm living in a different world. So many of my friends and dear ones have passed on that my life is lonelier now. Make me able to go on. Don't let me become a grumbling, complaining, discontented old man whom nobody would like. Don't let me get out of sympathy with young people. Help me to try to understand them rather than to find fault with them. Keep me cheerful to the end. Help me always to remember that I have hopes as well as memories, that after the end there will be the new beginning, and that always the best is yet to come. Here's a song by Kenny Rogers, because one feature of old age is that many of your friends are late, as they say.
Has anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but the good they say die young. And I just looked around and he was gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but the good they say die young. And I just looked around and he was gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but the good they say die. And I just looked around and he was gone. Didn't you love the things they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good for you? So we'd be free someday. Soon there's gonna be a new day. Has anybody here seen my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me when he's gone? Thought I saw him walking up over the hill with Abraham, Martin, and John. How they ever flood my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes and foes.
We mourn the passing of our contemporaries, but look at it this way. We are still here. We are survivors, as this extract from a Kent retirement newsletter points out proudly. We are survivors for those born before 1940. We were born before television, before penicillin, polio shots, frozen foods, Xerox, plastic, contact lenses, videos, CDs, DVDs, Frisbees, the pill. We were born before radar, credit cards, split atoms, laser beams and ballpoint pens. Before dishwashers, tumble dryers, electric blankets, air conditioners, drip dry clothes, and before man walked on the moon. We got married first and then lived together. How quaint can you be? We thought fast food was what you ate in Lent. A Big Mac was an oversized raincoat, and crumpet we had for tea. We existed before house husbands, computer dating, dual careers, and when a meaningful relationship meant getting along with cousins. And sheltered accommodation was where you waited for a bus. We were before daycare centres, group homes and disposable nappies. We never heard of FM radio, tape decks, electric typewriters, computers, artificial hearts, word processors, yoghurt, young men wearing earrings. For us, time-sharing meant togetherness. A chip was a piece of wood or fried potato. Hardware meant nuts and bolts, and software wasn't a word. Before 1940, made in Japan meant junk. The term making out referred to how you did in your exams. Stud was something that fastened a collar to a shirt. And going all the way meant staying on a double-decker bus to the bus depot. Pizzas, McDonald's and instant coffee were unheard of. In our day, cigarette smoking was fashionable. Grass was mown. Coke was kept in the coal house. A joint was a piece of meat you had on Sundays. And pot was something you cooked in. Rock music was a grandmother's lullaby, El Dorado an ice cream, and a gay person was the life and soul of the party, and nothing more. Well, AIDS just meant beauty treatment or help for someone in trouble. We who were born before 1940 must be a hardy bunch when you think of the way in which the world has changed and all the adjustments we've had to make. No wonder we're so confused and there's a generation gap today. But, by the grace of God, we have survived. Hallelujah. We are survivors, but only with God's help, as Don Francisco points out in this next song.
Come and help me when I call. I wouldn't have made it if I had not believed. One day I looked around me and everything in my life was wrong. I tried to say that I could make it okay, but my strength was not that strong. I had no one but myself to blame, and there was nothing I could do. Held on tight to your love for me, and you made my dreams come true. But I wouldn't have made it if I had not believed. I wouldn't have made it if I had not believed that you still love me when I fall. You'd come and help me when I call. I wouldn't have made it if I had not believed. Even if the whole world comes down on me, I know you will take me up. 'Cause you pour everything that's good into my overflowing cup. And now I can hold my head up high, even when it all looks wrong, and offer a sacrifice of joy to the Lord in a brand new song. But I wouldn't have made it
I had not believed, I wouldn't have made it. If I had not believed
that you still love me when I fall, you come and help me when I call, I wouldn't have made it.
If I had not believed.
Here's an interesting wee piece entitled What Senior Citizens Are Worth. It was submitted by a senior lady. Did you know that we old folks are worth a fortune? We have silver hair, gold in our teeth, stones in our kidneys, lead in our feet, and gas in our stomachs. I've become older since I last saw you, and a few changes have come into my life. Frankly, I've become a frivolous old woman. I am seeing six gentlemen every day. As soon as I wake up, willpower helps me out of bed. And then I go to see Jimmy Riddle. And then it's time for breakfast with Mr. Kellogg, followed closely by the refreshing company of Mr. Tetley, or my other friend who I only know by his initials, PG. And then comes somebody I don't really like at all, Arthur Itis. He knows he's not welcome, but insists on being here, and what is more, he stays for the rest of the day. Even then, he doesn't like to stay in one place, so he takes me from joint to joint. After such a hectic day, I'm glad to get to bed. And with Johnny Walker too. What a hectic life. Oh yes, I'm now flirting with Alzheimer. The minister came to call the other day and said that at my age, I should be thinking of the hereafter. So I told him I did all the time. For no matter where I am, the bedroom, the kitchen, the sitting room or the garden, I ask myself, now what am I hereafter? Well, I'll close now and I hope that willpower is your constant companion too. But do make sure that his friend Emma Royd doesn't creep up on you from behind, and watch out for the crafty one, Jerry Attrick. Seriously though, you are worth your weight in gold. Here's Charlie Lansbury to sing all about it.
I'm out of step with the world of today, so I keep being told I'm still fighting my selfishness. I guess I'm growing old. Don't wanna hurt nobody. I wanna be as good as I can. I wanna be a friend to the friendless, a clean living kind of a man. And I'm told that's a sign of growing old. I wanna shake off the shackles of greed and overcome its hold. The world keeps telling me, grab what you can, I must be growing old. Don't wanna hurt nobody. I wanna be as good as I can. I wanna be a friend to the friendless, a clean living kind of a man. And I'm told that's a sign of growing old.
The following poem was found in the locker of an elderly lady when she died in hospital. It's entitled Crabbit Old Woman.
What do you see, nurses? What do you see? What are you thinking when you're looking at me? A crabbit old woman, not very wise, uncertain of habit with faraway eyes, who dribbles her food and makes no reply when you say in a low voice, I do wish you'd try. Who seems not to notice the things that you do, and forever is losing a stocking, a shoe. Who, unresisting or not, lets you do as you will, with bathing and feeding the long day to fill. Is that what you're thinking? Is that what you see? Then open your eyes, nurses, you're not looking at me. I'll tell you who I am as I sit here so still, as I rise at your bidding, as I eat at your will. I'm a small child at 10 with a father and mother, brothers and sisters who love one another. A young girl of 16 with wings at her feet, dreaming that soon a lover she'll meet. A bride soon at 20, my heart gives a leap, remembering the vows that I promised to keep. At 25 now, I have young of my own, who need me to build a secure, happy home. A woman of 30, my young now grow fast, bound with each other with ties that should last. At 40, my young ones are grown up and gone, but my man's here beside me to see I don't mourn. At 50, once more, babes play round my knee. Again we know children, my loved one and me. Dark days are upon me. My husband is dead. I look at the future. I shudder with dread. For my young are all rearing young of their own, and I think of the years and the love I have known. I'm an old woman now, and nature is cruel. 'Tis her jest to make old age look like a fool. The body, it crumbles, grace and vigour depart. There is now a stone where I once had a heart. But inside this old carcass a young girl still dwells, and now and again my battered heart swells. I remember the joys, I remember the pain, and I'm living and losing all over again. I think of the years, all too few, gone too fast, and accept the bare fact that nothing can last. So open your eyes, nurse, open and see. Not a crabbed old woman. Look closer, see me.
It's been a long time since I walked through this old town. Oh, how the memories start to flow. And there's the old movie house, they finally closed it down. You could find me there every Friday night 20 years ago. I worked the counter at the drugstore down the street. Nobody's left there, I would know. On Saturday mornings, that's where all my friends would meet. You'd be surprised what a dime would buy 20 years ago. Times go. Life was so much easier 20 years ago. I guess I should stop by Mr. Johnson's hardware store. His only son was my friend Joe. But he joined the army back in 1964. How could we know he would never come back 20 years ago? All my memories from those days. Yesterday, where do the good times go? Life was so much easier 20 years ago. Oh, it almost seems like yesterday. 20 years ago.
Abraham in the Bible is the great man of faith. He's a hero to Christians, Jews and Muslims, but especially to old people, because his story only gets going when he's 75 years old. At that age, God bursts into his life and commands him to uproot himself, his wife, his extended family and everything, and set out for an unknown destination. Well, God knew where it was, but he wasn't telling. Abraham is the classic figure of the man of faith who follows God's will into the unknown future. At the ripe old age of 100, and his wife Sarah being 90, they gave birth to their firstborn child, Isaac. Now there's a miracle and a step of faith for you. Life is all about Abrahamic journeying. Out of the womb, going to school, leaving school, moving house, changing job, getting married. Life is full of these Abrahamic journeying steps. People of faith find that life is a God-guided tour. It's never easy, but always exciting, and it's always worthwhile following God's will. So whatever your age, go for it. Go for it like my granny, who reached that difficult age in life when she kept saying, "I'll soon be dead and I hinna done it." I said, "What have you not done now?" "I haven't flown in an aeroplane." "Well, where do you want to go to?" "Chicago." And off she went. Or how about, go for it like the oldest bride whom I have married. She was 84. I baptised her at 86, buried her at 89. Or how about the man I saw being presented with a certificate at Aberdeen University at the age of 99, and he was wondering what he would do next year in his studies. The oldest man in my home village at the age of 96 took a 20-year pacemaker rather than the 6-year pacemaker. So here's a little heartfelt prayer, a plea to the Lord. Today, dear Lord, I'm 80. There's much I haven't done. I hope, dear Lord, you'll let me live until I'm 81. But if I haven't finished all I want to do, would you please let me stay until I'm 82? So many places to go, so very much to see. Do you think you could maybe manage to make it 83? The world is changing very fast. There is so much in store. I'd like it very, very much to live to 84. And if by then I'm still alive, I'd like to stay to be 85. DVDs and mobiles, to use them I am thick. I'd really like to work them when I turn 86. I know, dear Lord, it's much to ask. It must be nice in heaven. But I'd really like to stay around until I'm 87. I know by then I won't be fast and sometimes will be late. But it would be very pleasant to be around to 88. I will have seen so many things and had a super time, so I'm sure that I'll be willing to leave at 89. Just one more thing I'd like to say. Dear Lord, I thank you kindly, but if it is okay with you, I'd like to live past 90. Well, as in life, so with this programme. We're just getting into it when our shot is up. So bye for now, and I'll leave you with a Don Francisco song about being older and wiser as we look back.
My soul's safe within his care.
I can leave it there, I know in the end I won't be ashamed. It's not how hard you work, it's not how much you pay, or if you've told the line, or why you went astray. There's no place left for pride, it isn't what you do, but a gift was given me that's there for you.
Forever, I know that it's true.